Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Library director utilizes community standards in handling challenge books. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Public Library has relocated over two dozen challenge books to a new adult section, applying community standards to determine their placement. The Gillette News Record reported Library Director John Jackson moved the books that had been challenged within the past 3 years to this new section, which some refer to as the Human Development Section. Jackson evaluates each book based on the library's collection development policy and community standards without preconceived notions or reliance on external reviews. He has decided that some books will remain in the new adult section, while others will return to their original shelves in the teen or children's areas. Jackson's decisions are based on whether the book aligns with local values and educational purposes. Jackson told the library board, "A lot of them will go back, some will stay. It just depends on the review I do based on the policy that you have passed." So far, 9 books have been reviewed, with 3 remaining in the new adult section and 6 returning to their original shelves. The 3 Jackson decided will remain in the new adult section are This Book is Gay by Juno Dawson, Identical by Ellen Hopkins, and Be Amazing, A History of Pride by Desmond Knapols. Jackson aims to make final decisions on all challenge books by June. Additionally, 3 challenge books which were not moved to the new adult section, including 1 already in the adult section and 2 moved by the previous library director, Terry Leslie. The following 6 books will go back to their original shelves. The Babysitter's Coven by Kate Williams, which goes in the teen section. Music from Another World by Robin Talley, also teen section. A Quick Easy Guide to Queer and Trans Identities by Mandy G. and Jules Zuckerberg, teen section. Mary Wears What She Wants by Keith Negley, children's section. Mina by Sign Van Mull, children's section. And Transmission, My Quest for a Beard by Alex Birdie in the teen section. Coal's not dead. PacifiCorp plans to extend coal-fired power plants. PacifiCorp, the parent company of Wyoming's Rocky Mountain Power, has submitted an updated plan outlining its energy strategy for the next 20 years. Cowboy State Daily reported the plan reflects recent changes in federal and state energy policies, including adjustments to extend the operational life of certain coal-fired plants. This extension is partly due to less stringent operating criteria proposed by the EPA, relieving pressure on renewables in the short term. PacifiCorp's updated plan, called an Integrated Resource Plan, includes extensions to the assumed operational life of certain thermal generating resources, as well as adjustments to the company's energy storage acquisition strategy, customer demand forecasts, and general resource pricing updates. Rick Link, Senior Vice President of Source Planning, in a statement said, "Our IRP update delivers customers significant near-term cost savings by avoiding accelerated closures and deferring portions of our previous resource acquisition plans, while our long-standing commitment to enduring reliable service to our customers will require continued investments in several areas. Notably, the retirement of some coal-fired units has been pushed back, with plans for carbon capture technology implementation and potential future additions of advanced nuclear plants." For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.